This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Allies Tax Relief.
I'm Allison Keys. There's been a 12th airdrop of humanitarian aid for starving civilians in Gaza as the Israeli war against Hamas continues after that terror attack October 7th. Now some help is coming via a sea corridor as nations step up efforts to aid them. Reporter Yotam Confino with more.
The first maritime aid shipment reached Gaza on Friday. Juan Camilo from the World Central Kitchen, which runs the operation.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Koenig. Step back three straight on. Got it. Ice. Cold. Wanted. Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The Wisconsin Badger postseason is presented by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Courtside at Target Center in Minneapolis, semifinal Saturday in this Big Ten Conference tournament, and the Badgers are a part of it for the first time since 2019. The Badgers advancing with a Thursday win against Maryland and yesterday afternoon taking down Northwestern. So next up, the Big Ten champion Purdue Boilermakers, back-to-back regular season champion Boilermakers. They advance to this day with a 67-62 win against Michigan State yesterday afternoon. The other semifinal game will have Illinois taking on Nebraska. Tip time about an hour away. We'll check in with Jesse Temple of The Athletic coming up in just a couple of minutes as we get rolling with our Badger pregame show. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
This is the Badgers pregame show from Minneapolis, joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Quick recap of yesterday. I think one of the more significant storylines beyond the obvious that they won. They won without Chucky Hepburn. First time they've had to tweak the lineup. Lower body injury keeping them out. But I would think for all those guys, that's a lift, knowing that you can win a game without your starting point guard.
Well, if you remember, 2 years ago in the NCAA tournament, Chucky got hurt late in the first half against Iowa State in that second round, and there was no depth, and there was nothing left for the Badgers. And obviously, we know what happened in that game. It says a lot about this team and the depth that it has. Certainly helps that John Blackwell and Kamari McGee are healthy. But this is why Wisconsin has a chance to be special. Now, you're going to need Chucky Hepburn at his best for the postseason run. But there is a lot to like about what Wisconsin's doing right now.
You mentioned Kamari McGee. There were certainly highlights. A.J. Storr with his career high. Steven Crowell with another big game. But Kamari McGee's block, it caught me off guard. I saw the hand in the air, and I was ready to say Storr. He has some ups, doesn't he?
When I saw it, I said, who was that? Where did that come from? I think Greg said even after the game he wasn't sure that Kamari could get up like that. But, yes, we know that Kamari does a lot for this team. He had the 11 points in 10 minutes when he came back. But defensively, he is so good, and it adds a lot to this group.
We mentioned Steven Crowell. He's obviously off to a great start in this Big Ten tournament. So now he gets to try again against Zach Edey. Now, they've used Edey on Tyler Wall. But still, it's a quite a presence there. But, aggressive Steven Crowell, we talk about the importance of guard play, but an aggressive big is huge for these guys.
It is the challenge of all challenges to try and stop Zach Edey. Not many people have succeeded in doing that this year, but I think we're starting to see Steve play with a little bit more confidence. My favorite moment from that game, other than McGee's block and probably some A.J. Storr dunks, is when Crowell buried a three and held up three fingers right in the face of the guy trying to defend him, and you could just see, all right, I'm starting to feel it a little bit, and that's the Steven Crowell that Wisconsin needs.
Yeah, that was a physical game, and that's how Northwestern plays. They've done a great job. They didn't have Nicholson. They didn't have Ty Berry. But I thought it looked like Wisconsin got rocked a little bit early, but then they got their bearings.
Wisconsin was down 21-10 because Boo Booey could not be stopped. He had 16 points, and then he didn't score the last 12 minutes of the first half. And yes, he finished with 29, but I thought they did an admirable job against him defensively. And as Greg and some of the players said, it was a completely different style from what they saw one day earlier when they were just draining threes from all over. But this is what it's going to look like in the NCAA tournament. On a Friday, you might play one style, and on a Sunday, it'll be completely different.
So everybody's making the guesses now. The bracketologist, I've seen Wisconsin as a 5. 6 seems to be pretty popular. What are the guys at The Athletic? Any of the bracketologists there have any idea where they sit right now?
Well, it's got to be somewhere in that range. Yeah. You can only help your cause should you happen to beat a 29-3 Purdue team. But I think Wisconsin has found its form at the right time so that the Badgers don't slide into a 7 or even an 8 where you're in a toss-up matchup in the first round.
Are you like me? Because they're trying to guess this stuff for me. I'm not wise enough outside of the Big Ten. It's a lot of, often wrong, never in doubt opinions are out there. Do you even try to figure that stuff out?
I look at it, but I'm just glad I don't book my travel based on what the prognostications are, because I'd wind up in Brooklyn when they're in Indianapolis or Spokane. So, This is part of the fun of this time of year.
It really is. That's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stay with us. More to come. We'll have our Badger Spotlight coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more. So fans can fan.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Are you ready for this?
March into Clary Building Corp for the biggest savings of the season. It's our Customer Appreciation Days sale, March 14th through the 16th. At Clary, it's all about you. You deserve the best materials, the best warranties, and most importantly, you deserve the Clary team to deliver it all. So no matter what your building needs are, get the best prices of the season during Customer Appreciation Days, March 14th through the 16th. Visit clarybuilding.com for more.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time now for our Badger Spotlight. And as promised yesterday, because I know you've been anxiously awaiting for this conversation, as this Big Ten tournament hits semifinals Saturday, if the Badgers can get through Purdue and get to Sunday, what does a Big Ten championship mean in terms of NCAA seeding? It's always been a hot topic. It's the last game before the selection show, so it's great exposure for the league. Administrators like it, coaches maybe not so much. So, Butchie, I mean, is this like 2-3 seed lines, you know, awaiting the winner of the game? I asked you very sarcastically.
Nothing. You get zero. You get zero bumps from Sunday's game. I'm a firm believer in that. Now, everyone will tell you no. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure I'll have somebody from the media reach out to me and say, hey, you can't say that. But as a player, I remember winning this thing, walking up the stairs, going in a room, putting cameras in front of us, the lack of surprise at your seed line. And I go, we're a 4 seed? We're a, really? Like, after everything that we've done, that's where, oh, okay, so I guess none of that mattered. Now, I will say this. When you look at it Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I do think it has an impact. Mm-hmm. But at that point, they're already seated. They know where you're at. When it gets done to be Saturday night, the committee is pretty close to knowing where they want everyone to go. There might be a couple of them that, you know, let's say there's an upset in one of those leagues that has a championship game on a Sunday. That might move a little bit. Most of the time, there's not an upset. Most of the time, people are playing Sunday in the Big Ten tournament. Both teams are in the tournament as well. Mm-hmm. So there's not a lot of wiggle room. And they're just because it's already out. I mean, you finish playing, you get to the locker room, you do your 15 minutes or whatever, 15 to 30 minutes of media availability. Mm-hmm. They quickly hurry you upstairs to a room here. There's not enough time to change the brackets. So I know everyone tells you that it does. I'm a firm believer just because I've lived it.
Not even sliding along the same seed line, you know, the whole S-curve deal where you're maybe a 4 seed, but you're considered a better 4 seed than it can. Is that even in play?
I think it might be in play. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt because I know they've got different brackets put together. And I know there's – so I will give them the benefit of the doubt when it comes to that. However, I think it's – I do. I think it's what it is as it is. And but for you as a player – the beautiful thing about if you get a chance to play on a Sunday is it's a championship. And you have so much confidence going into the NCAA tournament. And if they seed you wrong, use it as motivation. And I think that's part of that as well. And so as a player goes, and now that I'm in the media, I know a little bit more than I should. As a player, yeah, you get upset with it. Because you're like, we're playing so much better than that. We're moving the right way. I also, when I played last 10, mattered. Last 10 does not matter now.
And hasn't for probably not long after you left.
Don't age me.
It's been a minute.
Oh, don't age me that much.
No, but that was around, those were the last years it did matter.
Absolutely. Yeah. So for us, Like, that was one of my biggest things was, well, last 10's supposed to matter. Well, our last 10 ended up in a championship. Mm-hmm. So does that not matter now? Right. Does that Sunday game not matter, even though we've been told that our last 10 does matter? So for me, and that's where it's a little different now, because mm-hmm. the last 10 does matter. That's why, you know, when Wisconsin was struggling down the stretch here, now you see them play much better basketball. Everyone's like, especially the normal fans, I'll call mm-hmm. them, not the diehards, the February 15th to March fans.
Casual fans.
Right, yeah, casual yeah. fans. Yeah. Like, oh, are they going to make the tournament? And we all knew, yes, they're going to make the tournament. They're more than fine to make the tournament. That's not even an issue right now. But I think a lot of people still, the casual fans, still believe that, like, the last 10 matter. And it just doesn't.
No.
It doesn't. So that's where I think part of this plays a factor, too, is you know the old school thinking a little bit.
Yeah, it's that whole body of work. Final thought here, as a player, I've always been fascinated by the Big Ten tournament championship. Win or lose, but especially when you win it, as you guys did in 08. There's the, you know, the confetti drops, there's the trophy presentation, there's all of that, and 30 minutes later, boom. Okay, playing who, where, when? I mean, that's a pretty quick switch to flip, isn't it?
Well, there's no question. And for me, thankfully, like, we played, and four of my 5 years, we were in the championship game. It's crazy. Like, we've talked about that. This is my first year covering the Big Ten tournament, and it's in my head, it's like, well, you get to Saturday and Sunday for sure. Like, that's a given. Like, sure. I packed my bag all the way for Sunday. Like, it just, that's what it is.
Right.
And then you realize it's not. And you look at everyone's game notes, and you look overall, and you're like, wow, this isn't the normal. But it is a quick, you go from celebrating a championship, quickly changing to say, okay, now we play for the real championship. Mm-hmm. Like, now we play for the most important one.
Right.
And to turn it real quick, that is difficult to do. And thankfully, you know, in 08 when we did it, we celebrated the regular season. That was a long party. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, that was a little bit extended. This one, when we won it in the Big Ten tournament, it was different. It was quicker. It was this. And now we got to focus on what we want to do because we can achieve more things.
All right. That's Brian Butch, and that's today's Badger Spotlight. Stay with us. The Notebook is coming up in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do trees and the joy of painting artist Bob Ross have in common? Ross loved both painting and the environment. He used simple brush strokes to bring happy little trees to life on canvas. Well, now the Wisconsin DNR is using this as inspiration for a virtual Run for the Trees race called the Bob Ross Happy Little 5K. The race supports a healthy lifestyle along with a healthy forest, and a part of your registration fee will go towards a large tree planting effort all across Wisconsin. Now, the best part, pick where and how you start and finish, and complete your 5K anytime between Earth Day on April 22nd and Arbor Day, April 26th. Find all the details and sign up at dnr.wisconsin.gov/events, and then simply search for Run for the Trees. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
The show continues. By the way, if you're just checking us out, Tyler Wall, Chucky Hepburn, thumbs up here today. They were listed as questionable, but thumbs up. They'll be out on the floor here today as the Badgers and Purdue hook up in the semifinal matchup of the conference tournament. As we are joined now by Patrick Herb with today's Badger Notebook. Badgers are here by virtue of what it did Thursday against Maryland and yesterday against Northwestern. Much different style of game, much different path to victory, but some really eye-popping performances yesterday, too.
Yeah, definitely. Wisconsin all season has been a team, a collective team, right? There are standout performances, but largely they are the sum of their parts is what makes them great. Yesterday, A.J. Storr is probably what made them great. Maybe a little Stephen Crowell mixed in there, too.
Maybe?
A.J. Storr.
Come on now, big fellow with three threes for you.
It's all about the bigs, Patrick. It's all about the bigs. Welcome to my world.
I'll continue. A.J. Storr, his 30-point performance tied the school record for a Big Ten tournament performance, tied by Rob Wilson, one of the more improbable performances in school history when he dropped 30 on Indiana. He averaged about 4 points per game that year. But I still remember it very clearly. Everybody felt so good for him. And I remember for that minute, he was a national story. There were writers, Pat Forty and others that were there, and they're like, who is this guy? And they loved his story, and he had his more than 15 minutes that day, and that was really cool. And so AJ met that yesterday, and it was also his career high with the Badgers. But a few trends from a team standpoint also kind of kept materializing what we've seen here. So now for two games, Wisconsin's shooting 55% from threes. Mm-hmm. They're 26 of 47, which is an incredible number. They've hit at least 10 triples in both games. 16 in the first one, 10 in the next one. They've only done that 7 times all season, and now they've done it in back-to-back. So if that is something this team can bottle up for the postseason, that will serve them quite well, as you can imagine. But the offense has been clicking like we've seen all season long. However, I would argue that the defense here has been as big of a statement for this team as the three-point shooting has, and that they're digging in. One day after holding Maryland to 56 points, they limited Northwestern to just 61. We said it yesterday, they're 17-0 when they can hold teams to 70 or fewer. Big task to do it against this Purdue team, but Wisconsin's doing well. Their opponents are shooting just 39% in the two games here.
Let's talk about it's the age-old conversation in college basketball. When you play a team three times, can you beat a team three times? Or, in Wisconsin's perspective, is the third time charm?
Yeah, I just kind of was curious for it myself and how that third time goes. And so I looked it up. Over the last 10 years, it's happened 7 times where Wisconsin has met one of their Big Ten opponents that they played twice. Now with 14 teams, they don't play every team twice. In fact, they play more teams once than they do twice. But it has happened 7 times now in the last 10 seasons where they've met a team for the third time. And Wisconsin is 3-4 in those. So I don't know what that tells you. Not a whole lot. But it happened last in 2002. They played Michigan State in the Big Ten tournament. They lost the first one, won the second one, lost the third. The year before that, in the bubble, they played Penn State and Iowa for a third time that year. Penn State, they went loss, win, win in the third game. Iowa, they went loss, loss, loss. So it's kind of all over the map. There has not been a scenario yet in these last 10 years, however, where they lost, lost, and then won. It's happened twice where they've lost twice in the regular season. They lost both of them the third time. So what I'm saying is the law of averages is Wisconsin's going to win.
Oh, yeah, just by how
yeah,
much.
It also
just
plays
by
a,
how much.
It also plays a fact. There's usually a reason because Wisconsin's been so good for so long that if they have gone loss-loss, it's usually the other team they're playing. It's pretty good too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a lot. That's how it plays out.
Next topic, I'd like you want to hear Patrick's perspective and then, Brian, you as a player, because this is the CBS stage now. This is network that we're all going to be watching a ton of here in the coming weeks, CBS, Turner, and you all know what I'm talking about.
True TV.
True TV, yep. It's one time a year a lot of us will tune into True TV, but another topic for another day. But anyway, from a department perspective, what that means, and Butchie, we'll get to you from a player's perspective, what that meant. We'll start with you, Patrick.
Yeah, the court, the arena, nothing changes other than the banners in the corners now say CBS instead of Big Ten Network. But you're right, from a program standpoint, from a branding for the Big Ten, this is a big product for CBS. They put their A crew calling this weekend's game, the two today and the one tomorrow that leads into the selection show. Jim Nantz, not here. He's retired from college basketball, so Ian Eagle is taking over as the play-by-play guy. But he's alongside the same, Bill Raftery, Grant Hill, and Tracy Wolf. And one of the best crews there is. So yesterday after the game, Stephen Crowell, Coach Guard, J.J. Storr, they spent time with Tracy Wolfson. Tracy spent time with Annette, A.J.'s mother, kind of trying to work on some of the side stories. The human interest side of these games becomes magnified when CBS gets involved. They love to tell the stories of the athletes. And so for me, that's what I love too, like being able to kind of get underneath the uniform a little bit and talk about who these guys are. And so It's exciting. It's a big stage. It'll pull a big number, particularly if they can make it to tomorrow when they're kind of a standalone game in college basketball. But it's fun to be on CBS because it means you're doing something right.
From a player's perspective, Brian.
It's fun. You know the expectations are higher. It's also annoying because there's more asks. Mm. Like, now,
media-wise,
right? Like, but it is. Like, we won. Now, let me get to my hotel room because I got another one we got to play and we got to win a championship. But it's, you know, you or Brian Lucas when I was playing, hey, Butchie, we need to go here and we need you to do this. And it's like, as players, you know, it's an honor to do that because you represent the university. You represent yourself. Like, that's a pretty cool thing. But you also, in the back of your mind, say, well, we want to talk about what I could do and the legacy I'm leaving behind. It's about winning. And, you know, especially at Wisconsin, it's about winning. You can have first team, second team, whatever it is, but in the end, you're judged by how much you win
My most important question as we close this off, might be the most important question I ask you all day, Butchie. Did you ever hit a shot where Raft goes, onions?
That's a good question.
I have to look that up.
I'm sure there was one,
We'll dig deep.
You talk about extra. One more thing before we wrap here. You talk about extra. So here's an example of it. If Wisconsin wins today, their players will be asked to stick around and do some on-camera setups that are for tomorrow's game, but also for the tournament. Because they'll be like, okay, we know Wisconsin's in. We're going to bag some content. So several times they'd said, okay, sit down. Can you sing one shining moment for us? Can you do this? They'll have them. It's a little bit of fun in games. It's a little bit things that, like you said, can be distracting for what your actual mission is. Now, from my lens, it's fun. Like,
absolutely.
I love it.
No, for
but
sure.
For the guys, they got a quick turnaround. They need to get back in the cold tub.
It's another ask.
Is it one of those deals where even as a player, it might be annoying in the moment, and then when it's all over, when you
it's
look
awesome.
Back, you're
it's
man, I'm really glad I did
ever.
That, right?
No
you know
question.
What else it is?
Yeah.
The guys say it's annoying in the moment. They actually really like it. They actually really like it.
Because you know why? It means you're good.
Yes.
Yeah, they just don't want to let on that this is actually kind of cool.
And that's the thing about it. It's been 5 years since they've, you know, Wisconsin's been in this situation.
Yep.
Like, it's unbelievable.
Yep.
Like, and it's so, yeah, it's a good thing. Embrace it. Enjoy it. Because this is, and college sports have changed. You know, we get that. But this is still why you play as a kid. This is the sparkle you get in your eyes growing up, saying, I want to play on stages like this.
Sure. Yeah,
why they want to play and why coaches, as long as I've been around here, they're the kind of sleepless nights that they live for.
Yeah.
Because you want that, because you're always getting ready for next. Appreciate your time, and let's maybe do it again tomorrow.
I would love that.
All right. That's Patrick Hurd. That is today's Badger Notebook. More of our pregame coverage is coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Looking to boost your vehicle's overall performance? Do you want to increase fuel efficiency and get a better ride? Then Lucas Oil Stabilizer from your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is the answer. Ideal for all cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Lucas Oil Stabilizer is a top-of-the-line engine additive that'll help reduce wear and enhance oil performance. Performance you can rely on. All the auto parts you need at the value you expect. Now that's bumper-to-bumper. Where service is the difference. We get it.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Listen up, Badger fans. Are you looking to save money while also saving the planet? Well, you can do just that with Everlight Solar, the largest residential solar company in Wisconsin. With our zero out-of-pocket program, any homeowner can win with solar energy by simply shifting what you already pay for power to pay for solar panels instead. Visit EverlightSolar.com today to schedule your no-cost consultation. With zero out-of-pocket along with generous tax incentives and rebates, it's a no-brainer for any homeowning Badger fan. Everlight Solar, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
At courtside in Minneapolis, Target Center, semifinal Saturday in this Big Ten Conference tournament as the Badgers take on the Purdue Boilermakers. The second game will have Illinois against Nebraska. Always the deeper you get in these tournaments, a little bit more buzz in the building and a little more excitement, a little more anticipation for the tip-off. And Brian, one of the things we didn't cover with Patrick and is probably worth revisiting next week, even though there's some abnormal things that disrupt the routine, it's important, and Bo is a master at this, of staying in a routine as much as you possibly can. That becomes a little bit tricky now, doesn't it?
Absolutely it does. And you look at this team in general, the first two games, one game they were able to get in and get a shoot around in, the next day they weren't. Today is different because they're the first game versus being the second game. So now they were able to get out to the court beforehand, get shots up, you know, get into kind of their routine, which they've done all year long. And that's different as they play the third game. So I think you embrace it as a player. You know it's going to be different. But it still is, how do you find a way to try to make it as comfortable as possible?
Well, speaking of comfort, there wasn't a ton of it for Purdue in its game against Michigan State yesterday. The Spartans, I thought, played about as well as you could.
No question.
Fell 5 points short. But that's just how good Purdue is. You can be close to your best, and Purdue's just that much better than the field right now in this conference.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think overall you look at it, they're sixth in the nation as assists. They're second in the nation at three-point percentage. They get to the free throw line, eighth best. And like everything that they do is really good and some of the best in the country. And how do you try to get them out of that? And as much as Michigan State tried to get them out of that at times, they still moved the ball well against Michigan State. They got to the free throw line. They made threes. And, you know, Fletcher Lawyer came up, made a big shot. Like, it's all about those sorts of moments with this Purdue team. And if you're Wisconsin, the question becomes, now it's 3-3. 3 games in 3 days. Now, Chucky didn't play yesterday. He's going to play today. So there's some benefit. The first game was kind of like a practice, but it's aware mentally to get to turn it and say, okay, now we got to get going. We got to, again, be back in game mode here a little bit.
Especially when you're playing a team like Purdue.
Yes.
Tip time about a half an hour away. Stay with us. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The morning show on WFHR. It's Cutting Edge.
So they have up on their sign, due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room will be closed this evening. Sorry for the inconvenience. What happened?
Oh, dear.
Employees are getting hazard pay. When did Pizza Hut have meat cutters?
Oh, wow.
We got to walk away from the mic on that
one.
That's
a little late night there, Melissa.
That would hit close to home.
Yeah, getting a little salty.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on Locally Grown Radio.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Do you buy UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
Back at the Target Center, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. You were able to win a game without Chucky Hepburn. First time you had to change the lineup. I mean, in a perfect world, he plays, but maybe it was good that it was imperfect because your guys gaining more and more confidence right now, you think?
Yeah, I think there's no doubt. A complete flip of the script from Thursday's game in terms of how we just had to gut it out and really lean into our defense. And I thought we did a really good job after the first, 10 minutes or so when Boo Booey got loose on us a few times. But I thought we buckled down defensively. We were pretty good the next, the last 30 minutes of the game. And then obviously made shots when we needed to. A.J. really lit the scoreboard up, and John Blackwell hit a three, big three late to seal it. So, it's what a good team needs. You have to lean on each other when somebody's either struggling, out, et cetera. And that's what we did yesterday.
True confessions of the highlights yesterday when Kamari McGee blocked the shot. I started to say AJ, and I see this guy a lot. I didn't know he had those kind of ups. Did you?
Neither did I, especially since he's come back off his injury. But I told him last night, I said, you got it by your fingernail. He goes, I know. I was just trying to go impact the shot or contest it. And he was able to get up and get it, and that was a big defensive play at that time.
Stevie, we've mentioned it however many times this season, but that aggressive nature is really ramping up for him, isn't it?
It is, man. He's really been forceful with things inside. And when he does that and scores, then you can see the confidence in the three ball, just escalate. And when he's aggressive, we're a much better team.
Quick turn, third game in 3 days. How do you go about your business, making sure these guys are as prepared as possible and yet getting the rest?
Well, the fortunate part is we could really lighten the load on Thursday. I was able to rest a lot of guys and kind of get back our sense of that we had a double bye almost, because it was like a practice in terms of load that they had and minutes on the court. So, and I think you're in March. So, yeah, there's probably something that hurts on some body part hurts. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't, you haven't played hard enough for the last 4 months. but, hey, we know Purdue inside and out. They know us inside and out. Well, we saw them 6 days ago. So I told Matt last week when we shook hands after the game, I said, I hope I see you next weekend. And here we are.
Here you are. Your hope is going to be realized. We'll talk a little bit more about the Boilers as we continue with head coach Greg Gard in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards, That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Are you ready for this?
March into Clary Building Corp for the biggest savings of the season. It's our Customer Appreciation Day sale, March 14th through the 16th. At Clary, it's all about you. You deserve the best materials, the best warranties, and most importantly, you deserve the Clary team to deliver it all. So no matter what your building needs are, get the best prices of the season during Customer Appreciation Days, March 14th through the 16th. Visit clarybuilding.com for more.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof, a three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Probably could just rewind the reel here from last Sunday when you played Purdue, but there everybody knows about Zach Edey, Lance Jones, Braden Smith, Fletcher Lawyer. It seems like right now he is hitting some monster shots for them.
Yeah, there's no doubt. He hit one against us. He hit one yesterday, a big three in the corner late to give him the lead at the end. So everybody talks about Zach, and rightfully so, but they have a lot of other complementary pieces that have been really, really big. Mason Gillis, you know, although he only hits two buckets against us, they were two huge ones. So, all the way up and down the lineup, they've got really good pieces and good players around Zach.
And defensively, people don't talk about their defense a ton, but I know you're aware.
Obviously when you got a guy 7'5 sitting in behind and how they kind of protect him and quasi double the post at times, it makes it hard for any team to score consistently in the paint. So you really have to move them. You really have to get them going side to side and half court to baseline, spread them out and attack. And you got to make shots. I mean, I know that sounds cliche and it sounds very coach speak, but the truth of the matter is we've seen the last 2 days when we make shots how much the simpler the game becomes. We got to minimize their easy shots and we got to try to knock some down.
Throughout the course of the season, Greg, your guys have talked about how much fun they have together. They enjoy each other's company. I just get a sense that even entering this tournament before the Maryland game, they're having fun, bouncing around, laughing and joking. It's a pretty loose group, isn't it?
It is. You know, I think what we've realized with this group is just, hey, let it loose. We know we have, we're playing with house money. Let's go play. Let's go have fun. Let's go. This is the best time of their lives, of their college basketball experience. It doesn't get any better than March, and that's what you work for. The other 11 months of the year, so hard, all the weight room stuff, all the hills, all the practices, all the coaches getting on you about this and about that. It's a player's month, and just go have fun and let it rip.
All right, sounds like a plan. That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. More to come. A look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always. always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Pre-game coverage continues. Wisconsin and the Purdue Boilermakers this afternoon. First semifinal game of the day. Later on, Illinois will take on Nebraska. Time for our Big Ten report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. Well, we know how Purdue advanced with the win over Michigan State yesterday, 67-62. The night games, one was entertaining down to the wire. The other was a blowout. But first, the entertaining game, Illinois getting past Ohio State, 77-74. Well, a lot of credit to the Buckeyes after the coaching change. Chris Holtman dismissed. He's now the new head coach at DePaul. Jake Diebler really did a nice job. And, the players get a ton of credit, too, because they just look like a different team. And, obviously, they gave themselves a great chance last night.
Yeah, and I think in that situation, when you have a coach that's fired and you play looser, you have nothing to lose for. And I think that's what I think you saw with Ohio State. They played with more energy. They played loose. And overall, gave Illinois a heck of a run.
It really did, yeah.
I would have liked to see it because I think the conversation could have very much so been about, are they in the tournament?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they would have been in the conversation with what they had done earlier in the year, that maybe you could have had another Big Ten team in. That doesn't happen. They lose to Illinois. But it would have been interesting to see what happened.
Terrence Shannon with 28 points. Dane Danger with 18 points and 8 rebounds. His role significantly different than what it had been last year. But, boy, he was huge for the Illini yesterday. The other game was a blowout. K-State, Tominaga, Bryce Williams, each with 23 points. As Nebraska has advanced to the semifinals, 93-66. Against Indiana, and reports are out that Indiana would say thanks, no thanks, to an NIT offer, and may not be the only one to do that.
Oh, Ole Miss is also out there already, if they've said that.
And
yes.
Part of it, and I get it, each school has to do what's in its best interest, but it's portal season, so you get involved in that now, right?
And I don't like it at all, mm-hmm. And that's where, let's fix this. The portal shouldn't open until the season's over with. The season's over with. I believe it's April 4th this year, maybe, or April 7th, that Monday.
Right.
That Monday night after the NCAA tournament games, okay, the portal's open. That's fine. But you're having coaches, and this is what's just ridiculous about this, is we've created a pay-for-play situation, and now you've got teams that are winning, which, by the way, that's what you want to do. Like, you play to win, and now they're worried about portals when they're preparing for the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah, well, college football goes through that, too, with that. But in the case of Wisconsin, there were people wondering whether the Badgers last year would accept a bid to the NIT. Obviously, Wisconsin did, got to the semifinals. And, they'll tell you that it did them some good. I mean, your goal is to play in the NCAA tournament, but if that's what's available. But North Carolina was among the teams that decided not to last year. So each school has its own reasons for doing what it did. I think for Wisconsin, it turned into more positives than negatives the last year, at least participating in the NIT. That is our Big Ten report presented by the Big Ten Network. And we continue. We'll get Butchie's keys to today's game. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badgers, spring is right around the corner, and so is the annual Crazy Legs Classic. Sign up today for the 8K run or 2-mile walk on April 27th and celebrate 175 years of UW-Madison. For more information and to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. That's CrazyLakesClassic.com. The annual Crazy Legs Classic, a Madison tradition unlike any other. Make sure you participate on April 27th.
It's Ford Truck Month.
Are you ready?
And we're celebrating 47 years as the best-selling trucks in America with special once-a-year offers on Ford F-Series.
Are you ready?
Featuring the new 2024 Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year.
Are you ready?
Celebrate with us, America. This is Ford Truck Month. Based on 1977 to 2023 industry-reported total sales.
Hey, Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Wisconsin and Purdue in the semifinal round of the Big Ten Conference tournament. Time for Butchie's keys to the game.
Well, it starts with fast break points. When you look at Purdue last time they played against Wisconsin, a little Sunday.
Time flies.
Time does fly. But you look at that, Purdue had 14 fast break points. So 10 more than Wisconsin. And when you sit there and you look at an 8-point loss, that's a big deal. So limit fast break points. Three-point line was crucial. We know Wisconsin was 5 of 24. Purdue was 9 of 18. So advantage Purdue there. So three-point line will be very crucial. For me, the ball movement. Last two games for Wisconsin, 15 assists on 24 made field goals against Northwestern, 25 assists on 31 made field goals against Maryland. So to, you know, here in Minneapolis, the ball has moved. They've passed it. They've shared it. They've gotten involved with everybody. And I think that's been the biggest thing that I look at with this group right now, is they're sharing the ball, and their ball movement is fantastic. So keep doing that. Purdue, when they're loaded, is a good defensive team, very capable with a shot blocker and Zach Edey. You move the ball, when the ball movement creates, what it does is it creates Zach Edey to get out of position, which means he can't come over, wall up, and block shots.
Well, one guy who has really performed well against Purdue this season is Tyler Wall.
Yes.
In the two games against the Boilers, a total of 37 points, 17 boards, and 10 assists. He had 17 and 10 in the game in West Lafayette on Sunday. It's been a quiet tournament so far in terms of offense for Tyler, but he has been anything but quiet in the first two games against the Boilermakers. And those are your keys to today's game. Stick around. We have more to come, including the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. We're back in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Get to the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Tyler Walsh, Jackie Hepburn, and Isaac Lindsay all listed as questionable, but Hepburn and Wall are going to be good to go. Are going to be good to go here this afternoon. And Lindsay, of course, he last played on March 7th in that final home game of the season against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. But Hepburn and Wall, thumbs up here today. Braden Smith listed as questionable for Purdue. He is thumbs up and good to go as well. And that is your UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Matt Painter in year number 19. He has guided his team to 442 wins so far in his 19 years coaching his alma mater. He'll have Trey Kaufman-Wren up front, 6'9", sophomore out of Sellersburg, Indiana, 6 points, 4 rebounds a game. Zach Edey, 7'4", senior from Toronto, better than 24 points, nearly 12 rebounds a game. Lance Jones, 6'1", fifth-year senior from Evanston, Illinois, the transfer out of Southern Illinois. Jones averaging 12 points, nearly 3 rebounds, couple of assists per game. Fletcher Lawyer, 6'4", sophomore out of Fort Wayne, 10.5 points a game. And Braden Smith, rounding out the starting five, 6 foot sophomore out of Westfield, Indiana, nearly 13 points a game, 6 boards, and better than 7 assists per game. For the Wisconsin Badgers, they go back to the lineup they have had every game except yesterday. You got Tyler Wall, 11 points, 5.5 rebounds, nearly 2 assists. Steven Crowell, 11 points, better than 7 boards, 2 dimes. A.J. Storr coming off the career best 30-point outing yesterday against Northwestern, averaging 16.5 points a game, nearly 4 rebounds. Max Klesman at 9.5 a game, and Chucky Hepburn back in the starting five today, 8.5 points, 3.3 rebounds, and nearly 4 assists per game. The Boilers have won the last 3 meetings against Wisconsin. These games do tend to be close. Purdue winning 4 of the last 7. The last Wisconsin win against Purdue got the Badgers a share of the Big Ten championship in March of 2022. As for the resumes, quad 1 and 2 records for Wisconsin, a combined 13-12. The Boilermakers, and why they're in line to be a number one seed, among many other obvious reasons, 12-3 against quad 1 opponents, 8-0 versus quad 2. Those are your starting lineups and more as we get you ready for the Badgers and the Boilers here in Minneapolis. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Hey, Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Listen up, Badger fans. Are you looking to save money while also saving the planet? Well, you can do just that with Everlight Solar, the largest residential solar company in Wisconsin. With our zero out-of-pocket program, any homeowner can win with solar energy by simply shifting what you already pay for power to pay for solar panels instead. Visit EverlightSolar.com today to schedule your no-cost consultation. With zero out-of-pocket along with generous tax incentives and rebates, it's a